Hey la di ding dong, a lang a lang a lang, boom ba lo, ba do ba do ba ba.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again.
Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so far.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom.
Hey everyone, it's Snoop DLGG. You are listening to the first annual California Conventions blog Way Through Tier List. Your boy Snoop loves himself some hot anime girls. Grab your G Fuel and Pocky is gonna be a good one tonight. Here's Ryan to take us in.
Oh, hey, thanks, Snoop. Thanks for taking me in today. Hey, everyone. This is Ryan with the California Conventions blog. It's finally happened. It's finally happening.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
Wait.
Everybody calm down.
Hey, guys.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Is it the day to light the beam?
Hell yeah, let's go!
Boy, you see this, right?
Yeah!
No, I'm not gonna say anything else because we're recording this off of the win of Game 6, but before they play Game 7, so I'm not gonna say shit right now. Let's just leave it as it is right now, and let's just light the beam.
Jinx it for us. Better not jinx it for us, I swear to God.
Shut the fuck up!
Thank, yes. But
shut the fuck up!
It's also the day we finally get to do our waifu tier list. We've been all over this for a hot minute, but now we're able to get to it. And today, we have 25 waifus that we're going to debate and rank. We're going to go across 7 tiers. So we have S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, D tier, F tier. And we also have a sus tier, because some of these choices are hella fucking sus.
FBI, open up!
And to debate all of these waifus, there's myself, Matthew. I also have with me Nate.
Yeah, thanks for holding up on this waifu tier list. Sorry I was out on vacation and all. Glad to be back recording for podcasts again.
Hey, did you visit Ron DeSantis while you're at it? Did you see him while you're at Disney World?
I thought they were actually finished up that debate for that Ready Creek area.
Oh, no. More importantly, did you see the corpse of Walt Disney? Is he still alive or is he frozen?
I thought it was a myth.
Jericho.
I'm sorry, what?
Ryan.
Finally, this episode has come to fruition. I'm glad we got it on the road now. I'm kind of anticipating this to go terribly wrong on any of them I picked. I know we're leaving this unanimous, but you know what, guys? Just to be on the safe side.
Oh, hi. Thanks for checking in. I'm still a piece of garbage.
And finally, Clark.
All right, panel. I'm glad that we're all here. I want to be clean. I want to be everyone. I want nothing below the belt. And overall, let's just have fun, guys. You know what? Of everything, we're all a bunch of degenerates here. Class is now in session. Open your textbooks to Waifu 101, and now we shall begin.
So before we get started, does anyone have any questions?
So are we just gonna debate on like, so you say a waifu, and then we all debate which one's supposed to be what tier? Is that how
yeah.
it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, make simple. Okay, it's pretty simple. All right, let's go.
All right. So without further ado, I have everyone's picks, And I'm going to go across the board. So it's not going to be all of my picks, then all of Ryan's picks. We're going to go across so that it's an even distribution of everyone's waifus. All right. So our first waifu that is up for ranking is Talho from Ereka 7.
Hmm.
Now, for some context, Talho is paired up with Holland a lot of times. I'm trying to jog your memory here.
Oh, I remember her.
I know. We know.
I remember her, yeah.
Oh, I mean, Clark might be in the outside the loop.
So, Talho's a waifu. I mean, there's a reason why I picked Talho's because she's a lot older. And, you know, it's you know, if we're picking out Ereka or an enemy, I might throw them at sus tier. But at least Talho is at least more than the consenting age. So that we, you know, this could be, like a plausible pick. Unlike some of the other motherfuckers who picked other shit, but we'll get to you guys later. But Talho, right now I'm leaning towards like a B tier.
I say C.
C?
I mean, she's got the bot. She's okay, got the bot and everything.
C before the makeover, B after.
Oh, are we doing pre and post makeover?
Because not gonna lie, she's way more attractive. Like after she actually realizes, oh, I need to step it up for these folks, for my team. And next, you know, yeah, she's wearing the one piece suit, but A, it's much more mature, and B, it accentuates certain assets.
I don't know, generally speaking, are we still talking about general Ereka 7? Are we talking like movie?
This is main series Talho, because movie Talho is a lot different.
She was such a I was about to say, if this is based on the movie or like if we're just going overall Talho, like she was a bitch in the movie.
Oh, dude, don't remind me about no. This is TV 2006 version. Talho.
So this was the original.
This is the original, yes.
I'm probably with Jericho on this one. She's got some, she's not perfect, but definitely she's not waifu tier list. Waifu tier is esque tier. I'll probably say she's got the bod, but the personality is just kind of not there until it's too late. So I would say C tier.
I think right now we're agreeing on C tier of first half Talho and then B tier on second half Talho.
I'm thinking, yeah, I'm in the same
hard
boat
C.
Too. Yeah.
Hard C.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I think
you know what, right? I'll C or C. We'll put Talho in C tier.
I think I'm going to be put it that way, too.
That's fair.
I have not much knowledge when it comes to Talho, so I can just go to C.
Okay. I think C. All right. All right. So that's our
you
first
character. Throw some C's if you know what I'm talking about.
Throw some C's on that bitch. Just pot again. All right. Speaking of C's. Don't know how we got to that. We'll get to a Persona 3 character later on. I'll spoil that much. But next up, we have Sakura from the Fate franchise.
Really? Her?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Tasteful. I like that.
Is it
dependent or overall?
Are we talking obviously, Fate Stay Night, I would imagine, right?
Through
the route, because you have to figure there's Carnival Phantasma Sakura, but there's also Heaven's Field, the main state route Sakura.
Okay, I got a question for you. Is this version of Sakura full of worms or not full of worms?
Full of worms.
There's no way around it, Matt. She's fucking full of worms
from
zero. Okay. From she goes to sus tier automatically for
worms,
me.
Bruh.
She's going to she sus tier for me.
Oh, no, fuck that noise.
No, okay.
Okay, if you're saying that it's a childhood Sakura, no. We're talking, full, grown Sakura, at least.
She's got the worms!
She's got
the worms regardless.
Guys, right? This is her.
Guys?
The original one that we know, right?
What, Clark?
She's sus tier regardless.
No, no, oh, the fuck she's no, not. Get no, out of here.
No, I still like her a bit, okay? I mean,
hold on. Is this the Fate Zero, Fate Stay Night, no, or no, Heaven's not, Feel?
Okay, everyone, Matt, get your point across real quick.
Okay, let's do Heaven's Feel, Sakura, for purposes of this.
For the purpose of the visual novel / the movie. Oh my goodness gracious.
Heaven's Feel does focus on Sakura, and it definitely is a good trilogy.
For the sake of argument, we're going to say it's the visual novel route tying in with the movies. We're going to go with that Sakura.
That's Sakura.
Agreed?
Sure.
She's still sus tier for me.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'd say
but here's the thing. Like, if you're going for her sus tier, it's just because it's Zero, right? Because that's the only time you see her as a child.
No, because she's full of worms no matter what.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay, dude, come on.
That's not even a great argument.
Okay, fine. If we remove the worms, I'll throw out a B tier. Because she can cook damn good for Shiro.
It's true.
Okay.
Jared, go ahead.
She can cook? B tier.
Oh yeah, she can cook. I would argue A tier, but only in a specific circumstance. If Ryder comes along too.
Say your piece, because I actually want to agree with you. If I think what you're about to say in the original novel,
when they got the good times.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, keep it going.
I know I'm not gonna fucking get us banned. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's an easy A tier, otherwise B tier.
Fucking A tier, guys. Like, all right, she's got all right. The, underneath it all, she's got the
book. Okay, no.
You didn't let me finish. Otherwise, okay. She's B tier because A, cons. She got dumb worms. That's unavoidable. On the other hand, a pro. She got them worms. Someone's into that.
Jesus Christ, Mary and Joseph.
I'm gonna say this though. There are other better waifus compared to Sakura, but she's like in that higher tier list. But I gotta be with everybody here. I'm going with B as well.
You know what?
Go ahead. You first.
I'll see Ryan's A tier. I'll see it.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So
you agree with us?
Yeah, I'll agree.
Let's put it this way. I'll at least let me get my two cents in. Given that Matt, it's good that we see that Matt will possibly agree with us, but at the very least, she's got the bod. She can cook. She can clean. Yes, she's got that wet ass pussy.
What is wrong with you?
Okay. All right. I think we're leaving Sakura at A tier. We're gonna move on before we go any more, because again, this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes
there's
to fucking waifu tears.
Oh god, there's more under there. Oh god.
So, yes, I made the WAP joke. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm sorry. She is definitely waifu material all the way through. Everything that she does for Shiro, even in the movie, we get to see some of that action and everything else animated.
Oh my god.
Compared to the visual novel. Solid A. I'd fight S here, but I'd probably get hands thrown at me real quick. So we'll leave it at A.
Like I said, if Rin was on this list, I'll definitely put her in S tier more than Sakura. But she's not on this list. So I think
just give me Rin or Saber, and both of them go to S. So yeah.
But with Saber.
I think Sakura is a solid A.
Good point.
Okay, there needs to be a Saber tier list eventually. See,
oh my fucking Christ.
Too many of them.
All right.
Next, Matt, continue.
Next, all right. So next up, before we really jump the rails, next up we have Mio from K-On.
Hey. Wait,
I like this
Mio.
One. Yeah,
Miyoki. Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
All right, well. I mean,
she could play the bass.
What are you getting at?
I don't know. I'm between a B and a C tier.
What? Oh, it's higher than that to me. Are you kidding me?
I mean, for you. Yeah, I don't know. Just so you guys. I could be, like I said, I could probably be from an A to like all the way down to a D tier.
I don't know about this one. I would say D tier, but I'm almost like at the point where I want to say sus. But I mean, yeah, she was part of that Moe craze. It was part of the, it was like a couple years after Haruhi. We're looking at like still like Kyoani and everything else. I mean, sure, she can play bass. Outside of that, what other redeeming qualities outside of Moe do you have?
That's what I was thinking. Thank you for making my point. D tier.
I'd say she's a solid C. Her skill on the bass is great. It doesn't explore a lot. Like if she's someone like say Ryo Yamada from Bocchi, where you know Ryo fucking slaps, she puts that funk in, you know, it'd be automatically graded to A. But, you know, unfortunately, Mio just kind of stays where she's comfortable, which is not a bad thing. And that's how she focuses her on her songs. But, you know, it's great. She's got good talent, but she needs to explore more. So, yeah, C.
I don't know about you guys, but I actually thought she was actually a pretty cool character. I mean, she's one of my favorite characters in K-On!. She's shy, she's timid, but she also can play the bass. She also has a good singing voice, if y'all don't know about that.
It's still great and all, but that doesn't mean she goes any harder to C tier.
Yeah, but then the other thing too is like, she, I don't know. It's just,
you're on an island on this, bro. Move on.
Whatever. Fine. Put her B tier then.
Okay, then she's C tier on that. She's C tier. Right.
I think it's still. I still think we're at a hard D, but okay. That's kind of like that's kind of sus. Sus at C.
Keep it a kid. No, you want, just for my sake, put it C.
Well, because Nate wants a B and you want a D, so we'll put it in the middle at C.
Can we? Can we agree on that?
Who said she was a D?
Matt. I thought it was Ryan.
It was both Ryan. You and I, Matt.
But
just give her the D if you're gonna put her fine, in that. Okay, right?
Fine. We're giving her the D.
You guys are giving her the D.
Not that way. Oh my god.
Speaking of the D tier, I think this next character might go to that tier. We have Futaba from Persona 5. Oh yeah, definitely fucking D tier.
Oh hell no.
Are you kidding me?
Oh fuck no, bud.
Okay, C tier maybe.
Ryan, you take your case first. Is it your case first then?
Okay. So I could see like with everyone trying to say sus tier because of her age, or at least a lower tier. But of the crew, she's nerd, like she's literally nerd otaku waifu of all things first. She's actually compared to some of the other girls that you can date in the game, or at least out of the other confidants, she's one of the most relatable, at least for some of us here on the blog, I would say. I mean, I definitely relate. She's quirky, but she's funny. She's cute. The strawberry blonde hair kind of helps. That's just my opinion. But, generally speaking, wouldn't it be more of a strawberry blonde?
Orange.
I thought it was orange hair.
Well, in any case, orange, strawberry, blonde, it's debatable. But the fact of the matter is that among the rest of the crew, I think she was like the most like down to earth compared to the other confidants. That's just my two cents.
So where would you put her?
I would say, like, I'm not going to say S or A tier, but I would say a solid B.
I mean, that same range, actually. I would put her at B. If you're looking at the Persona 5 characters, there are a lot of better characters. I mean, Makoto definitely is an A, maybe S tier. But I can relate to Futaba a lot just because she's nerdy. She's also very helpful in the game. And, you know, she's like what everybody wants as a wife. I'm not going to lie. But I have to say, in my case, it's B. She's in that range for me, so yeah, B.
C tier.
C.
C from...
C.
Okay.
Clark's just saying it to troll.
Wait, what did Jericho say?
C.
No fucking way.
So it's a solid C, then? Oh, shit.
Nah, Jericho, you fucking capping. You capping, bro.
What? How am I capping?
One, your girlfriend cosplays her. Two, you even say you like Futaba in many different reasons. I want to hear why, C. I want to hear why. You, otherwise, you capping.
If she is as much of a gremlin as I believe she is, she probably doesn't shower.
Oh, damn!
Don't get me wrong, I'll still love her, but let's be real. Like, I kind of wonder, like, the fact that she didn't pick up after herself in her own room, you know, and you have to do it in the game, let's think about it critically for a hot minute here. Don't get me wrong, I love Futaba, I will care for the Futaba, I will love the Futaba, but she can do better for herself.
Well, I mean, you go through what she went through and then, like, say that she's C tier. Goddamn. Like, literally, yeah, literally.
Probably by strikers, yeah, I'd probably place her in a solid B. But as of during the main game, C.
You know what? I'll put Futaba in B tier. I think she'll fit it. Because she's right. She's like at that 81% B. Like, she's not exactly a C tier, but she's not like a mid or a high tier B. She's like on the cusp, but it's just like enough to put her like right on the B tier. I think it's just right enough.
I agree with that.
All right.
Needs deodorant. That's what she needs.
Yeah. If she had deodorant, she'd be in more middle tier.
Solid B.
Okay. So okay. This is so weird. Clark, you only gave me four waifus.
I gave you five.
No, you did. You only gave me four. I mean, Rem doesn't exist, so we're moving on.
Oh, all right.
Oh, here we go.
Get the hell out of here.
Who?
Oh my god.
Who? Who are we talking about?
Hey, Matt.
Prank him, John.
Who? All right.
Who?
So.
Yeah, you had to trigger me now in this fucking podcast. Oh my god.
If Rem existed, where would Rem for ReZero go on this tier list? We're not making a who tier. I mean, we could.
Who?
Who?
All right, hold on. Okay. Since this is my waifu I picked, I will give her my first choice. She is, in fact...
Wow! Holy shit, right out the bat!
How do you put that down there, even if it's your character?
You know what? It's funny you say F tier, because I'm going to S tier, actually.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yes.
I'm going to run with the S tier.
No fucking way. Fuck that noise.
Matt can state her case.
I think that you'll make my point for me. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, like, she's made. She literally can wield some weapons. She can kill people. I'll have her protect me, if anything.
Okay. You know what? No. She's a solid sus tier because...
What?
Hey, this is a Schrodinger's waifu, okay? She's either observed or not. So that makes her sus.
No.
Okay, so we have
fact.
It. But it's okay, a freaking real person in the isekai world. She's come from the isekai world, and then you can think it's a real thing.
We don't know that. We're not sure. We observe her, right? She's there, but not there at the same time.
All right. Her screen time, for instance.
She's
F tier. She's failed. She's failed as a character.
How dare you put her?
So we have F and sus tier, and I have one in me at S.
And what I have S. And I'm saying S too.
What the fuck is going on?
Okay, Jericho, I'm with Jericho on this one. I'm with Jericho on this one. Sus. The fact that her screen time is little to none. She's practically non-existent in the second season. Who?
The first season was definitely epic for her, though.
Oh, yeah.
Until she gets shot down for one of the biggest shot downs of all time, of all anime history.
Amelia. I don't know why you liked Amelia. Fuck that guy.
Who?
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. All right.
The fact that... Okay. Due to screen time, due to the biggest letdown of all time... No lie, I am gonna openly say, like, when I did watch that for the first time, I actually wanted to physically eat or physically hit a protagonist. But the fact of the matter is that she's non-existent throughout the majority of the after the second season, the movie, technically the game, even
That's why she's at F tier. She's failed.
Besides failing, she sucks. The fact that she probably is just a figment of just Subaru's imagination at this rate.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I'm not putting her in sus tier.
Tell me all the things I've seen every Zero was a lie. No. I'm not putting that in there.
I don't know. Okay. Because none of us can agree, Rem automatically goes in the who tier.
There's
no who tier.
I'm putting okay, whatever. I'm putting it in S tier. Fuck you guys.
All right. So now we have a who tier.
That is the worst waifu tier ever.
Hey, Nate, real quick. Because you actually believe that Rem would go to S tier?
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
All right, let's totally ignore the fact that I also wanted to put Rem in S tier, but let's move on, guys.
Next. You agree with me. You agree with me there.
And now she's in a hoot tier. All right.
Yep.
So the next character on our tier list that we're going to debate over is Cornelia from Code Geass. So it's not C2 and it's not Colin. So we're gonna go a little bit off the cuff here when it comes to Code Geass waifus here.
Oh hell no!
Why?
Sure, she's the third princess of the entire Britannian lineage. You could have went Euphemia, and that could have went to sus tier correctly. However, there are better waifus in the entire Code Geass series that would top over Cornelia. Sure, she may have the brawn, but she definitely doesn't make up for it until she's like, once again, way too late. Sure, she may redeem herself in the movies, but if we're going off the core series, no. Absolutely not even close.
What the hell are you laughing at, Clark?
She got titties.
Oh, yeah, she got titties.
Outside of that, that's all. That's the only redeeming factor. Like, come on, guys.
I'm not going to lie. All the girls in Code Geass is fine, to be honest.
Okay, hold on, guys. I mean, Clark may be out of line, but he's right.
He is right. It is true.
Is that really the only redeeming factor we're gonna use for this argument? Come on, guys.
Well, she's also a fighter. She went up against the Black Knight. She went up against Zero. She went up against everything. She went up against her own brother because technically, spoiler alert, she's trying to go find Yuffie's killer and takes her down the deep, dark path of Geass. Yep. And, you know, she built a fucking mech out of scrap and defeated fucking V2, or was it Jeremiah? It depends on what you're watching. And, you know, she's one of the more badass characters outside of, like, let's say Colin, for example. So for me, I mean, plus she's the princess, too. I mean, for me, I would put her in S tier automatically, but I'll be realistic. I'll put her, like, in A tier.
You got titties.
So what, S tier for you, Clark?
A tier.
One of my favorite characters from Code Geass.
Mary Elizabeth McGlynn can step on me any day with that voice.
Yeah, well, not one of my favorite characters from Code Geass. There are other characters that are kind of like more above tier than Cornelia, but I put her in B. Like, yeah, she's fine and all that, but not one of my favorites, so put her in B for me.
Hard C. I'm kind of a Nate, but hard C.
All right, A tier, guys. All right. So, yep. Really quick. Yeah.
I mean, you have three A's, so it makes sense. So,
okay, so really quick, because initially I didn't have Tahoe on my list. I had Millie. Where would you have put Millie at?
Oh, God.
See? Yeah.
Here's the problem. I'm a sucker for student council president, so she probably goes to S tier.
I liked her a lot, too. Yeah, I liked her a lot, too. I was thinking, like, B in this case.
Okay, for you.
Okay. If we were going, Millie.
Millie has the chest, but she doesn't back up with a strong personality behind the chest. Cornelia does.
Hey, no, she's got some wit and intelligence.
What the hell are you talking about? She actually does have tits.
She walked away from Lloyd Asphalt and blazed her own trail.
I would say solid B. I'm not gonna say solid A, but it's debatable. Okay. But the fact that She's got good looks. She's got personality. She's got smarts. Ended up with one of the smartest people in the anime.
Funny too, like the character.
She's got funny. Personality, for God's sakes. Yeah. Where I feel that Cornelia is lacking at most points.
She's more like serious though, as a princess, you know.
Okay, but I just want to know where you guys landed. We're not going to actually decide, but we're going to move on now. And next up, oh God, we have Haruhi. Now, do you want to guess what's Haruhi's from?
If it's not...
Is it Oron?
If it's Oron, I'm A-okay with it. But if it's going to be Haruhi Suzumiya, or it's going to be Fujioka from Oron. So let's try to guess it on this one. I'm saying if it's not one, it's the other, or they're both on the list somewhere. I'm going to say the first one is going to be Fujioka. Anyone? Fujioka. Anyone?
If it's Suzumiya, then we've got to talk about this.
Well, guys, you're not kissing, falling in love, boys. You're going through the hare hare yukai.
Oh, what the fuck? Really? Ugh.
Yes, the Haruhi we are talking about is the main character from a little anime called The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
I'm really feeling it!
Now, do we want to put her in god tier? Because technically she is a god.
She's a god. Do it.
Sus.
Do it.
Sus.
No sus. But. No sus.
Much sus.
Fuck you, captain son of a bitch.
It's sus because first off,
she fondles little girls. She's a god who fondles little girls.
That's true.
Okay, you said god. She is god tier. Ryan, you agree with me?
God tier all the way. I know I said it a second ago. But Matt, really?
I'm really feeling it.
No. No, she is sus tier, man. She's all over Mikuru's breast. Come on. Yep.
That makes her god tier. That's god tier.
I was going to say, to be fair, we were all believing in Haruhism. So.
God tier. We're all believers. At one time, we're all believers.
Are you god tier or you sus tier?
I don't know. This is tough, actually. Just because, yeah, she's a god, but at the same time, she's a teenager and she loves to fondle breasts like what Clark says. So,
like any other typical anime trope we see in anime. Come on. You're going to say sus because of that? Come on.
Yes.
We were betrayed. Let us straight. 8 episodes straight.
Oh, yeah, 8 episodes. Thank you, Atlas 8. Fuck this.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
If you got
the God Slayer was right.
Nate,
he did nothing wrong.
If you put Mikuru, then we would have actually had her in like the list from the A through C's to say. Oh, God, it's just weird to put her in somewhere. So I'm going to put her sus there. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, guys. No, guys. Okay, work with me here. Now, I know it's a bit late to do an additional add-on, but we'll do this. If you guys will allow Haruhi to be in God tier, we're putting Mikuru in A tier.
No.
It has to be the time-skipping one. It has to be the one with time-skip.
We will allow the adult Mikuru here. If it's A tier.
There you go. That's S tier, actually.
Mikuru, yeah.
Hold on. Adult Mikuru, God tier.
Okay, fine.
Fucking count,
you son of a bitch.
Okay. Adult Mikuru God Haruhi is sus tier.
No, yes! Fuck that noise.
Yes.
Fuck that noise.
Yes.
I don't agree with it.
Well, you're outnumbered now.
Alright, you know what?
Listen. Fuck up. Get out.
Oh my god.
Alright, moving
forward. That is not the bargain we did. That is not the bargain I had.
whoever put that there is your fault.
Alright, so our next pick is Chika from Kaguya-sama.
God damn it.
So what were the tiers again?
Well, now we have a god tier, A, B, C, D, F, sus, and who.
Make him put Kaguya god tier. We don't need to question
it's
anything.
It's not Kaguya, though.
It's Chika.
She's not.
Okay.
Roger.
Okay, with all the rapping that she does and all the funny bits that she's been doing in that show.
Roger. Super talented. She can blow my socks off. Or I like her.
I put her S tier, not gonna lie. So
Chica, yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm with Jericho on this one. Are you fucking serious?
Are you fucking serious?
Well, I really like her. Okay, so I know that Kaguya is definitely an S tier as well, but I'm like really putting there in that level with Chica, like either an A or S. Like she is pretty funny. She's hilarious. I like her in the show. So, I mean, I get it. I guess we can go to A tier. We can make it a little bit better there.
No way!
No way!
She's fucking D. Wanna know why? She's a goddamn cheater in her own games.
She's a deceptive little girl. Using that, like,
you know what? I'll see us all in the middle. I'll put her at C tier.
D. I'm with Jericho D.
Wow! Wow! You
okay, fine. Okay, fine. We'll go D tier. D tier.
Don't you want to give her the D?
All right. So next up, we have Rhea from Fire Emblem Three Houses.
God tier. I worship.
Okay, guys, God tier is off the list from now on.
No, it's on the list. You put it on there. The bargain's been done. You left it. It's there.
All right, fine. Rhea.
Pun intended. God forbid she doesn't belong there.
Give me one moment. Power, skills, divine power, immortality, shapeshifting. That's quite interesting. She's a god.
So she would be a part of the god tier. Plus, she's also reigned that land. Yeah, I would say god tier.
God tier.
Have you seen the booty on this pope? Hell yeah.
Also, like, look at her in her fancy dresses and just in her form. Oh, God. Yeah. Lady Rhea.
I'd commit some war crimes for her.
Speaking of war crimes or things in battle, our next waifu is Meryl from Trigun.
If it was freaking war crimes from War Crime Girl of Mercury, I was gonna say fucking sus, but here we go.
Oh god, we'll get to Roy Mercury in a minute.
But we'll
get back to Roy. Right now it's Meryl.
A tier. I will let you, the rest of you, fight this one out. But A tier.
I'm not gonna lie. She's definitely one of the amazing characters. If you're talking about Trigun Stampede or Trigun the original series, but nonetheless, she's both like amazing characters. I go A tier too.
What?
You know what? I'll agree with you guys so far. I'm looking at A tier.
I'm really feeling it.
Is it okay? I just abstain and we move on.
What is it, Millie or Meryl?
Wait, why? Wait,
Meryl.
Ryan. Wait,
Meryl. Oh.
From the Meryl, okay, from the original release.
Okay, so I think right now, I think the joke is this is an A tier because Ryan's going to abstain.
I'm just asking why.
I get the character. I mean, I see it, but just like, it wouldn't really matter like what I would have to say as far as a tier. I mean, I would say probably C, but maybe a high C into B tier, but I'm not saying A for sure. Definitely not A.
Well, she's in A tier, so we're moving on. And
that's why I abstained.
This is very interesting. So we had a god tier, and I did not anticipate this, because the next pick that we have is Bel Dandy from All My Goddess.
Oh?
Bel Dandy?
Bel Dandy.
Oh. Auto god tier. Auto.
The main character of
Oh
My Goddess.
Yeah. Auto got here.
I don't watch the show, but yeah, I know that she's like the main character in the show.
Yeah, she's fucking god. She's a literal goddess.
She is a goddess. Yeah. Exactly.
She's god tier. Like I said.
Yeah, you might as well put her there.
Yeah, she's god tier.
If we. All right. I know I said my piece already about it, but wait, what?
Yeah, but Erd, though.
She also goes to the god tier. All three of the characters from All My Goddess go in the god tier. Even Scald. I'll throw Scald in god tier.
I'd argue Scald, but yeah, you know, god tier.
God.
Yeah. Well, we all agree in god tier in this case, just because she's the goddess after all.
Everything that's going in god tier, we'd all commit war crimes for, just letting you know. Till we meet again!
I think Wright stayed quiet on this one.
Another one.
Well, the good news is that I don't think we're having any more god tier characters coming up. I don't know. We'll see. But next up, we have our very own Hot Dog Girl, aka Hatsune Miku from the Vocaloid franchise.
Hot dog.
Bacon up hot dog.
Hot dog, bacon up hot dog.
You wanna bacon wrap hot dog?
You wanna bacon wrap hot dog? Ooh. You wanna Hatsune Miku?
Bacon wrap the hot dog.
Hatsune Miku.
S tier.
No. S tier immediately.
S tier.
If not that, I would fight goddess tier, but like that's just being pompous a little bit.
God. God, if it was Mako, I put S tier, but Hatsune Miku?
Mako? Are you fucking kidding me? Of all the Vocaloids, you would say Mako?
Oh, but she's
please enlighten me.
She's the most mature looking motherfucker out of all of them.
I'm gonna bait this. I'm sure like Miku is like the head of the Vocaloids. But Mako is like the least used of the four girls. Or we want to count Gumi and the rest of them. But of the main four, she's like the least used.
Yeah, but I like her design much more than Hatsune Miku personally.
If you put Luca in the list, then I would have actually put her in S tier.
But you know what though, I'll see tier S tier for Hatsune Miku. That's fine.
I'd say A. I wouldn't think her as like S tier. Like
that's where I was going, but I don't think I'm gonna convince Ryan out of putting S tier automatically. Putting it S tier for sure. So it's like, I'll see the Ryan's S tier. That way we appease him because apparently we opened up this gate by putting up a god tier category. Now we have three characters in the god tier.
I would say god tier just because of the fact that her music is good. It's the most notable like virtual idol before VTubing was a thing, before Hololive was a thing. She was the original. Her music is good.
Would I commit war crimes for Hatsune Miku? Not really.
She committed war crimes for you guys, hence the reason why there's a song about her disappearing for our sins.
What?
Yeah, but what did
you
do? Yeah,
there was one song. Yeah. But I just keep her at
A. That's a weird one.
Not really the S tier character for me.
Yeah, A tier.
Matt, given how many times we.
I think it's S nonetheless.
I will put S tier for you, Ryan, just for you, buddy. I'll do it. And now we're going to move forward. Next up, we have Koroneko from Orimio.
Wait, Koroneko from Horimiya?
Orimio.
Orimo.
There we go.
Orimo.
There you go.
So, side character or the sister that's getting fucked by your brother?
That's disgusting, man.
No, the side character, man.
The side character. Okay. The one in the black dress.
No, they did her dirty. She's A tier.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Seriously, fuck that
so
guy.
Because war crimes, because brother loves sister, we're giving her an automatic A tier. Come on, guys.
Well, first off, Kirino, I really hate her because, yeah, she a bitch. But Koroneko, at least, she's, you know, would be perfect for the guy. I mean, for real.
Like, you had a good thing going, but no.
You literally dated her for like a day and then she broke up with you. Well,
it's kind of sad. I have nothing to go off of. I'm looking up this name, but this is the first character I've seen that has like dick for information. It's amazing. C tier. It must be pretty shit because there's nothing.
Or you can put down Rurigoko. Rurigoko. That's her full name.
I'll put, I don't know, B tier? C tier?
I love Clark. C. Between B and C, I'd probably say high C.
C tier.
Koroneko deserved better, I say A.
It was not dirty, damn it.
Well, we're doing her dirty here because we're moving on. All right,
B?
Next up.
Because we agreed. Wait, was she at B because we both agreed and we all split it to B?
She's still a C tier.
I can't.
What? All right. So, moving on, our next character is Bridget from Guilty Gear.
Ooh.
S tier.
S tier.
No, it's N.
S.
I'm going to jail!
That's sus tier, bro. That is so beyond fucking sus tier.
Hey, sus.
All right, Nate.
There's many reasons for sus.
Hold on. Nate, Levi, where are you landing on this?
Levi's not even here right now.
Sorry. Not Levi, Clark. I'm so sorry.
That's lame.
Clark, where do you land on this?
Give me a second. I need pictures. I need something.
I'm going to let you have a little secret. Look at the photos first.
She's a girl with a yo-yo. What the fuck?
Yeah,
it's girl with a yo-yo. Just a girl with a yo-yo.
The best girl.
Guys.
What?
She has a penis.
Okay, and? That doesn't make her sus, Ryan.
Sus is fuck, dude. Sus is fuck.
This is sus. This is kind of sus. I'm sorry, but the only thing...
She's a beautiful girl.
The only thing I've got a picture of, it just makes sense. There's a handcuff in this picture wrapped around her waist. This is sus.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
very. I'm sus. Sus. Yeah.
God damn it, you guys.
I'm sus because the fact that she's a girl. Okay,
God damn it, you guys. Fuck. All right, fine.
Disgusting fuck.
Fine, Bridget goes sus tier. God damn you guys.
I hate all you guys.
All right, fine. Let's see how much we have to debate on this one. The next one is Rory Mercury from Gate.
Oh.
Rory, okay.
God.
I already know who this belongs to because it's just screaming like already, but I'm going to keep anonymous about this. But goddamn.
Yeah, that's right. God.
I actually really like her when I watch that show. God, she might be S tier to me.
God tier.
I'll put her in S.
War crimes are committed in her name.
Many war crimes. Many war crimes committed to please her.
So are we going in God tier then?
God tier.
I would say A tier.
I just went to S. So
okay, so I think S tier makes more sense.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay.
Man,
non-believers.
No, hold on.
She's not a god or anything.
She's not quite there yet. She's still a demigod. Once she reaches that 1,000 years, then she turns into a god, essentially. Not quite there.
The way I look at it, though, I mean, yeah, she's a good character, but she's just a like a discounted Kurumi from freaking Date Alive.
Oh.
That's the way I see it. A tier.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's the one of the characters with like the clock in her eye.
Yeah.
No, no idea. It's okay. I can't feel insulted.
To be fair, the Date Alive girls look more younger.
That is not true. That is so untrue.
Rory Mercury is literally like 980 years old. You can't say she's sus tier. Well,
I never said sus. I said A tier.
Hold on. Wait a minute. She's 980 years old and she's into a man who's in his 30s. She's only a baby. Aw.
I think S tier is probably good enough for Roy.
Rory, no way.
Okay. Like I said. A tier then? What A tier suffice?
I said S. I'm just gonna put her S tier.
I mean, you originally said A before you moved to S.
I thought I said S.
A tier, boys.
First.
No,
all
no,
right.
Whatever.
Aw. We have to go back to that recording because I think I did say S, I believe.
But I think regardless, I think it's a solid A, no matter what. That
Jericho, what was your A? Okay,
For Rory. Oh no, God tier.
So we got two people that are saying S tier. I said God tier originally.
But I'm moving on to A tier. But because you have to be in the same class as Rhea, Adult Nikudu, and Belt Daniel. I don't think Ryan Mercury is not there just yet. But it's good enough to be in the upper echelon with Meryl. And Sakura and Cornelia.
Fine.
Rory Mercury could be an S tier. We put Cornelia at B.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
I disagree.
I like how we have to bargain now.
I disagree.
Well, let's just keep her as an A or B.
We're leaving Roy in S. We're moving Cornelia down to B.
There you go.
I disagree. I think the panel was okay with leaving it at A. Clark just said A. We're leaving it at A.
We need to move on.
Okay, we're going back to A. On. Cornelia's go back to A. All right, cool. All right.
No, that's not how this works. Fuck that.
Yeah, no. I control this list. However, I don't think I'm going to win this one. Because the next wife...
See this guy? Number one bullshit guy.
Okay, fine. Let's see if the four of you land here. The next waifu on this list is Relina from Gundam Wing.
You know, Matt, I love you, brother. I love you. But for God's sakes, I have one question to ask.
Have you ever considered not being a simp?
What was it? I forgot. This is Matt's favorite character.
It's Relina from Gundam Wing.
Yeah, I remember this character.
Now, she does have tits, so she's automatically not an F tier, but I think you might go that way. I just have a feeling.
Definitely F tier. Nothing redeemable. Very lack of personality throughout the entire anime. She only gets like some characteristics in Endless Waltz. We don't count Frozen Teardrop because she's even more of a train wreck in that light novel, so to speak. And not to mention, she's pretty much the epitome of Stockholm Syndrome. F tier.
I don't know much about the character. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just going to put her in D tier.
Somebody tried to murder her. Something about interfering with something. Goes into space with somebody's father. Transfers in and out of weird schools, confronts somebody about a mission, attends a party, tries to shoot somebody. Wow, this is a train wreck of a woman. Jesus Christ. Tried to negotiate, failed.
You know what? I'll just do your guys' job. We'll put her in F tier.
I was waiting.
I gave her a chance to put her in D, but then we could put her in F, I guess, if everybody hates her.
No. I think Ryan is right. I think waifu deserves a very special category.
Now, if it was her brother, I'd say out of that guest here.
Okay, so...
It's in the name, goddammit!
Okay, so I believe we're all in agreement. Relina goes in the trash tier. We're not even gonna rank her because she is that much trash.
Yeah, just the first part of what I was reading. Damn, that's a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been. Look, I got better waifus nowadays. Talho, Cornelia, Belle Dandy, Millie. We have one more that we'll go to. But next up on our list is Marin County from My Dress Up Darling.
Oh, come on.
Lauren Kitagawa, obvious S tier.
Well, we can't put her.
Wait, hold up. So, Marin County has San Rafael, Sausalito, Tiburon.
What are you doing, Ben?
What else does it have?
Saratoga, San Rafael.
Santa Rosa?
Napa?
Is Rota Park in there? It's Marin County? San Francisco County, you know,
it has the mission, San Rafael, you know, there's the Tennessee Valley Trail.
But here's the thing about modern Kitagawa. She doesn't have the Chase Center. So automatically she's not S tier.
What the fuck is that?
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm so confused. What is going on here?
I don't know.
They're just naming different counties that Marin Kitagawa is the character. Matt likes to make the joke that she's from Marin County, which is like a Red huge County, County that covers right. the most of the Bay Area outside of San Francisco and Oakland.
Hold on.
You're already going to say no because you don't like blondes. No, we've heard this argument before.
No, hold on. For context, Marin Kitagawa is an above average height girl, slim waistline, light skin tone, big boobies, very big boobies, long glittery pink acrylic nails. She has smooth blonde hair with an ombre transition to pinkish red or citrus orange at the tips, ooh, reaching down to her waistline. I like it. No, but yeah, I'm not a big fan of blondes, but she can step on me any day. She got some thighs. I like it.
So, Clark, A tier?
A tier.
A tier?
S tier.
That's the noise I'll be making. Do it again.
Obvious S tier for this reason.
Yes!
Specifically, another reason for that one time. That one time.
Now she's Marin County, you know, like A tier, because Marin County's got the Murray Woods.
I think we're leaning towards us.
Yeah, I'd say yes too.
Ooh, yep. I like cosplay for Rizu.
Oh, she's a cosplayer too. So, all right, keep that in mind.
She's cosplay waifu. Not to mention, also, she literally, if she really wanted to, kind of went through with it with that succubus shoot. That's all I'm saying.
She can actually cosplay whatever waifu you fucking want.
Precisely, I have the image to prove that.
That's okay, scary. Guys, executive decision here. I'm taking out the trash tier for Leo. I'm just going to put her in F. I don't think anyone else is going to land in trash tier.
Knowing you guys, if it's one of the other picks, I already know where that's going.
All right. So next up, we have Sango. Huh?
Oh, hold on. Are we in agreement that it's S tier?
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement it's S tier.
Excellent!
All right. All right. So next up, we have Sango from Inuyasha.
What?
Huh? Sango.
Ole?
So, AKA Miroku's partner.
Mm-hmm. Mid.
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 Mid. I put our solid B.
Yeah.
C.
She has that big. She has that big boomerang. She's a fighter. Just kids now. I go A.
This screams Nate all over it. I'm sorry, but no. No.
I was wondering people know Inuyasha. Come on.
I caught him. I caught you, Nate.
I mean,
I'll just reveal it right now.
See. She's fucking mid, dude. Compared to the others, she's mid.
I say A.
I give her a solid B. Jericho?
C.
Jericho said mid, so on the average, I would say C.
B.
It would be in the B. Yeah.
B. Yeah, way low B though, like way low.
Okay, so if you actually put Kagome in, then what would you put her?
Oh God, no, we're not debating Kagome. Chikome goes to sus tier.
There you go.
All right, cool. All right. So next up, we have 2B from Nier Automata.
S tier. She can sit on my face any day.
S tier.
S tier.
She would kill you.
All 300 pounds on my face.
Hey, I would commit war crimes for 2B. Easy S tier.
Yeah.
But she does it for you.
I think we're all in agreement here that she's an S. Because, yeah, I like her too.
All right. All right.
I do not fear death. This is a life not live without enough ass.
Too bad the asshole got patched in version 1.
I got that achievement. That's right. I did. I'm telling you.
Yeah!
All right, guys. Next up. This is automatic sus tier. We have Chi from Chobits.
What? What the fuck?
It's
what
no different. It's no fucking different than the prior.
First off,
androids. There's no difference.
Yeah, it's a fucking robot.
How do you turn this android on when it looks like a 15-year-old girl? How do you turn this bitch on and off? Chi is sus.
Developer's
fucking
sus. I'm just saying, I get it, she looks like a girl, but she's still a robot. So it's like, do you really
but look at her? Kind of not to mention Clark's thing about turning her on and off.
Yeah. Sus.
You guys went there, not the rest of us, but mostly Clark went there.
Well, I know, because I read Chobits the manga.
I've watched it.
I watched the anime too.
What are you talking about?
I can only imagine the malfunctions that would be happening trying to turn her on and off. You're like, I got tired of using my finger.
Hella fucking sus tier. We're moving on.
So what? Yeah, so what? Are you gonna fight for sister Freya then? Are you gonna say Freya over Chi? My goodness gracious, guys. And you guys would let literally a sus freaking android from the last round get away with this? Give it a mackerel, it's all over.
But, okay, at so let me ask you, would you commit war crimes for Chi? No, you wouldn't. Would you commit war crimes for 2B? Yes, you would.
I would.
You would, yeah.
At least she can still eat mackerel.
What?
Hey, Jericho, you want to explain to Clark what happens when you give 2B a mackerel?
Oh, she did.
She enjoys the flavor of it, but that's the last thing she remembers before she's shut down. She dies.
So the two characters I knew were going to be a sus tier are in sus tier, Chi and Bridget. I didn't realize we're going to throw Haruhi in there, but that's all a different conversation. All right. Next up.
Goddess.
Now we go from Persona 5 to Persona 3, and we go with Mitsuna Kurijo.
Wait. In her school uniform, like her, you know, high school days, or in her
adult overall.
Overall.
Oh. Yeah, she can stop with me. She can stop with me anytime.
Obvious.
S tier for me.
A tier.
S tier.
S tier.
S.
I think we're leaning towards the S tier here.
That's fine, because I don't know.
Okay, Clark, do me a solid. Since you're looking at photos and you're looking at information, look up Mitsuru Kurijo, Persona 4 Golden Arena.
Oh, that's a good one. Ooh.
I think Clark will make a throw her in S tier.
She probably put her in S tier.
Give me a second. Gallery. There's a lot of naked titty pictures. That's nice. That's very nice.
Photos are you looking at, dang.
Don't ask questions. They're very nice. Let's see. She's a redhead, red lipstick, obviously really likes red.
She's got those French curls, bro.
Redhead. what's this? You can see her as a child. That's kind of creepy.
That's only on a flashback. That doesn't count.
My choice doesn't really matter. Oh, she's just in a towel in this one. That's kind of nice. Next. My decision doesn't really matter because all of you have already chosen.
So S-tier. I think unanimously we're going with S tier.
Now, can we make it two in a row? Because the next person that we have up is Asuna from Sword Art Online.
Trash.
Oh,
trash
no.
For trash.
F tier.
We got rid of the trash tier, so it's just F tier.
Oh my god, guys. Can we, outside of just shitting on me, can we actually get a proper reading here, guys? Come on.
Okay.
You did the same thing with Rem, okay? So I'm gonna put the same thing back at you, Ryan.
It's okay. Hold on. So I trashed on one of my own waifus. So this I'm gonna give Ryan here a honest opinion on this chick. So here's the thing: she is technically kind of the definition of waifu, because once she stuck with whoever, you know your waifu, you know, but. She actually is kind of waifu material. She does know how to cook. She does know how to clean. She does know how to fight. She's got the golden brown, maybe hair.
It's definitely strawberry blonde.
That's confirmed. Hold on. Let me see. Female. Okay, we know she doesn't have a dick. Cool. She's barely legal. Okay. Oh, wait, no, hold on. At the beginning.
She's legal.
In the beginning, she wasn't legal. At the end, she was legal. Okay, cool. Female. I'll give her a solid B.
Okay, so, Ryan, where are you going with this? I think I know.
Okay, so, Clark, I'll give you that. I will give you that. At the very least, thank you for not being a complete jerk about it. Unlike some people on the panel, I'm agreeing with Clark to the fact that she is like the epitome of waifu tier.
Let it live on. Puppy.
Clark. Nice. Oh my god. Clark, seriously?
I told you, man! Don't beep. Fuck with me!
Beep. S.
Anyways.
You know.
Wait. S?
S.
Clark.
You say S?
I'm saying S.
No. Matt said S. I'm with him. I would say God tier technically because she is a god.
Nope.
In no. Alization. That so, counts. No, that no, counts.
No, wait, hold up. Wait a minute. Ryan, do you want to go God tier?
I would like to push it, but that's being a little pompous, and I don't think a lot of the listeners would agree with it, even though technicality she is a goddess.
With, okay, so we've got two people in S tier. We've got two people in F tier. You got me at B. She's sitting right in the middle between A and B at this point. If we round it right down to the middle.
No, wait, actually, I haven't even said my piece.
It's a rounding anyways, error. It goes. Oh, go ahead.
No, you first.
I'm going to say it's a rounding error. We just go to S tier.
Uh huh.
Oh, you guess? All right, cool. But right.
Wait.
But go ahead, Ryan. Go ahead and speak your piece about your girl.
So, as I was trying to say earlier, she's the epitome of waifu. She has personality. She's got the looks. We've seen her with clothes and without clothes. Fan fiction or not, as Matt would like to go with persistently bring up 16.5. And we're not going to mention that because that's on a technicality. That's not really official. I'm leaving it at that. However, she's got the looks. She's got the personality. She can handle herself. We're not gonna mention, even though it is actually, it is through and through season two. Yeah, we don't talk about that. The community doesn't talk about that. She becomes a goddess in Alization. She becomes more independent. You see more personality grow from Mother Rosario throughout the rest of the series. She doesn't need Kirito to be good. We've all said this, or at least me, Matt, and Jericho have all agreed that without Kirito, it's a godsend. I say, if not God tier, I'm going to fight for S.
Be nice.
I want to hear Jericho's side of this. I know he's probably on call right now. All right, no, okay, never mind.
No, I just decided to ignore you.
Fuck you say to me, you little shit!
You heard me.
Me too.
Okay, so let me make sure I get this correct. Nate, Jericho, you're putting her at F tier?
Gosh.
Yes.
Okay, she's S tier. All right, moving on. Because I make this tier list and you guys don't. All right, next up, we have...
Oh, God.
That was uncalled for.
Anyways.
All right. Next up, we have Ezra Scarlet from Fairy Tail.
Erza?
Scarlet. Yeah.
Ezra.
She can step on me all day.
I put, you know, I'd say somewhere between A and a B tier. Mid.
Strongest of the Fairy Tail crew.
I agree with Jericho. Mid.
She's got the looks. Again, redhead. That helps. She's got the looks. She's got at least personality. She can handle herself very well, and as a matter of speaking. Not B. I will actually say A tier on this one.
Yeah, she's a fighter. She, you know, she's great. She also looks really nice. Also, like, also hot as well. I would say A tier as well.
She picks things up and puts them down.
She can also change forms, you know. So, yeah, A.
Can we go B tier, guys? B.
A.
A. All right, fine. We'll go A tier.
She picks things up and puts them down.
The same thing could be said when
She's also very strong. Just also put the up there.
The very same could be said when she's in bed. Ha ha ha. Set it.
Wow.
All right. So next up. Okay, this is automatically sus tier for me. We have Saki from Metamorphosis.
What the fuck?
What? Hella fucking sus tier. The main character from that particular manga.
Oh no, not that one. Oh shit. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. This is why I'm putting her automatically in sus tier.
Hey Matt.
God. Yeah.
Can we open up the seriously, can we just open up that tier again? Cause seriously.
Oh hi, thanks for checking in. I'm still a piece of garbage.
The trash tier? No. She's more than trash. She's sus as fuck.
Oof. Somebody tell me this is Clark's first time seeing that manga.
Oof. Oof. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
I have the physical copy, too.
I have a physical copy, too. Thanks, Jericho.
You're welcome.
Just remember, the first half of the manga is all right. The second half of the manga is fucked up beyond belief.
Yeah.
See,
but still,
good read.
Still,
what
I'm
the fuck?
Yeah.
Am I reading?
Yeah.
Sonny gradually turns from a naive and relatively innocent guy to a drug-addicted prostitute, thanks to being abused, manipulated by several men. What the fuck?
Whoa!
What the fuck?
So that's just why we put her S in sus tier right now.
Oh, she's in fucked tier, my guy. What the f- Oh my god.
Put her in the trash can where she belongs.
No, she's better than the trash can. She belongs in the sus tier.
Oh my god,
quite
yes.
Quite sus indeed.
You know what, guys? Just because of everything that she had to go through...
I'm going to jail!
Mm-hmm.
Look, you could have walked away from that school. You didn't have to go there. All right, so you're likely fucking hella sus here.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Why don't we just and just go on with it?
All right.
Clark is just having
wait,
fun.
Wait, no, we can fix her
right now.
She's not the $1 million woman, man. We're not fixing this shit.
I mean, unless you're going the JoJo route, the JoJo good ending.
There are no therapists. Not once does she decide to seek professional help or to cope with her addictions and eventual pregnancy. What?
Shut up, Clark. Shut up.
It's a spoiler.
And move on. All right.
Themselves, Clark.
I don't care.
Shut
guys,
up, Clark.
Let's move on. I can't handle this anymore.
Yeah, let's
go from
the
waifu,
please.
So
that's why I put the technical difficulties on.
So we're down to the last.
We're moving on
with the last couple of waifus on this list. The first one is Taiga from Toradora.
What?
Sus!
That's sus. That's definitely sus. I'm sorry, but like, yeah, she's a high school girl, but she's also like a tiny high school girl, and I can get it. She likes to kick my ass, but no. It's us.
Oh, she's a god.
Wait, bro.
She's a god. She brings tears to my eyes.
Okay, Jericho, where are you going with Taiga from Toradora?
I think he said sus.
No, I didn't say sus.
Oh, I heard someone yell sus.
I'd say she's a... I think she's a solid C. I mean, her close range is great, but she's not really good with... I mean, she has good mix-ups, but she can't really keep folks... Actually, no, she can't keep folks away, but she only does the one move.
God damn it, we're not playing Dengeki Bunko over here, okay? Like, god damn it.
I know we played it a lot. She has a great Taiga uppercut. She has good mix-ups, if you saw that in the classroom, but she can only keep people away from her using the only thing that she has available to her. Tsundere. Okay?
Yes.
There.
Oh yeah, she's total Tsundere for sure.
So yeah, see. You know?
Now it sounds
like
these...
You can get good with her if you want. There are plenty of players out there that probably main her, but you know what? See.
A tier. Gotta be honest.
Look, I don't think I'm gonna put her at D tier. She's not a total failure, but you know, it's not even mid. But I'll push her out of sus tier, but she's not as a failure like Relina. I think she's better than that. I'm gonna slide to D.
Now, if you put Ami in this, then maybe the higher tier.
All right. So I think we're good with D, or do you want to put her in F tier?
D tier actually would be more fitting.
Yeah.
I think. Okay. Yeah, compared to like what everybody else was saying, so D would work out.
All right. All right.
Fix it.
I think this one is pretty obvious, guys, but you know, we'll see where we land with this one. The next one that we have is Speedwagon from JoJo.
No, God!
God tier.
God tier.
No, God, please, no! No! No!
Got there.
No!
I am with Michael on that one. Definitely not God tier. No.
Get off this fucking panel, Ryan. You got to know when you're wrong.
Who is this?
Speedwagon
from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Speedwagon,
yeah. From JoJo. I go with A on this guy. He cool. But not like
okay.
Here to say, go to
so. A. Nate and Ryan are wrong because Jericho is correct. He belongs in God tier.
This is WTF tier. What?
Most amazing Joe Bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. He goes to God tier.
It's a good Joe Bro, though. But.
Too bad he. Spoiler warning, he gets off in the first season. Like, literally.
Tier list, though. No, he doesn't.
Spoiler what is the second season?
I'm confused.
He doesn't die. He dies as an old man.
That you and not a know. Virgin.
Therefore, he reaches the godhood.
Oh my lord, which version of JoJo are we going based off of, the 90s or the current?
What fucking manga are you reading?
I'm confused.
Let's keep it that way.
All right, let's just stay for now. Speedwagon is at God tier. All right, sounds good. All right, so our final waifu of the night, I actually will let you guys decide because we are going to close with a Rad Whip song in honor of the release of Suzume. But also the fact that Jericho, Ryan, and Nate all went to go see Rad Wimps last week when they were in San Francisco. Sorry, not San Francisco. San Jose and Los Angeles, respectively. So, I will let you pick. Do you want to debate Suzume, or do you want to debate Mitsuha? Or do you want to do both?
Mitsuha. I was going to say, can we do both?
All right, let's do both. All right.
Let's do both.
Yeah, let's do both. I was about to say, por qué nos dos?
Porque no lo está.
All right, let's do Mitsuha first from Your Name.
Oh man,
she did
save a whole village from the meteor.
Who was the other one?
So we're going first off. It's Mitsuha, and then we're gonna do Suzume last.
I'm not gonna lie. I actually kind of put her S tier. She actually was pretty cool.
Years waiting and trying to find Taki.
And in the end, they end up meeting each other.
I know. S tier. 10 out of 10. 100 out of 100.
Compared to Suzume,
let me smash.
S. Easy S.
I say so. I say S.
All right. And then finally, the Kyle character herself, Suzume from Suzume.
She's got redeeming qualities. I feel bad for the tragedies and the atrocities that she's had to endure her whole life. But does it make her waifu material? Definitely not high. I would say mid. I'm not going to say C. I'll give it her B. I'll give her a B because of what she's had to go through. She's at least decent looking. She does also save the world, just like the other.
She had to save Japan from all those earthquakes, from those worms. Oh, it's just spoilers, though. Oh, shit.
Hey, Nate, do us all a favor. Stop being the fucking problem and literally
shut the fuck up.
Wait, are you talking about Sakura?
We're not going back to that. Leave it alone.
Anyways, but I think that she's a pretty cool character as well. I wouldn't say S tier, but more towards A. I would say A tier because she actually was able to help herself out, especially when she comes to all these problems that came into the movie. And she was able to also solve them as well. So A tier for me.
A tier? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I think she's
compared to Mitsuha. No way.
I said S to Mitsuha. Because she definitely is an S tier.
She's definitely S. Mitsuha is definitely S, but Suzume compared to Mitsuha, you're gonna say A tier.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, you said B.
The journey was much more enjoyable watching Mitsuha over Suzume.
No, it's true.
It's true. But still, for Suzume, I'm gonna say a high B. I think we're at a high B.
Yeah. I guess so.
All right.
Wait, Jericho, did you put down your
Alright, so I think Jericho said A, so I'm gonna go with B. Alright. So I'm gonna now go over everyone's picks. First off, we have myself, which was Talho with the C tier, Cornelia with the A tier, Beldani with the God tier, Relina with the F tier, and then Mitsuda with the S tier.
I think, what would we say, Matt's final grade on average would be B or A?
I'd say A.
I put like it more of a... I put it as... Okay, because Relina and Beldani... Sorry, Relina and Beldani cross each other off. So, you know, I have an S tier and A tier to C. Yeah, solid B.
Yeah. I was going to say low B. A, but B works too.
B.
B works.
All right. Next up, we have Ryan's, which was Sakura, Haruhi. Actually, start all over. Next up, we have Ryan's, which is Sakura with the A tier, Haruhi with the sus tier, and then Hatsune Miku, Bodin, and Asuna were all S tiers.
Oh, don't tell me that. Well, besides the Haruhi that made him go down a lot, you got an A, I would say.
Solid A, maybe hot, low S. If we cancel out Haruhi, at least I'd say low S.
It's an A.
That's an A. All right. Next up, we have...
Wait, guys.
No.
All right, roll with me on this one, guys, because this is actually require a whole clip.
What?
Nobody's going to know.
It's going to be S. Come on, guys. What? It was definitely an S tier.
Fuck off, Ryan.
No, it's A, dude. A. I'm putting it
it's
A.
Not, guys, off, I can explain myself. Haruhi is definitely
fuck off
the list. Like, guys, it's definitely an S. No one's going to know.
You had four S tier waifus. You had one. You had one S waifu. You got to put you an A.
Take the goddamn L, Ryan.
Take the goddamn L, or I will mute your ass.
Okay, fine, but no one's gonna know.
We will nuke your score so far into the goddamn ground, it won't even be in sus tier anymore!
You know what? I'm about to move Haruhi down to who tier, and that'll definitely bump you off.
Leave it at A. Leave it at A.
Leave it at A. We'll leave it at A. All right.
Much better. Much better. Okay, move on.
All right, next up we have Nate, which was Mio with the D tier, Chika with the D tier, Koroneko with the C tier, Sango with the B tier, and Ezra with the A tier.
I want to say high D, low C.
Yeah, but Nate's got those double Ds, so that kind of cancels
out. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna know, like, I think...
It's no C too, but, D, you know, double Ds are pretty good.
I mean, it's very average. It's very mid.
It's mid.
I mean, like, if you guys are judging that one, I will just say C. I mean, I'll take that.
All right. Next up, we have Jericho's, which is Futaba with the B tier, Rhea with the God tier, Bridget with the Sus tier, 2B with the S tier, and Saki with the Sus tier.
I have two Suses and two S's.
Jericho's all over the goddamn place.
I would say C, just because you had two S's.
No, just rate me sus.
Yeah, two sus. Officially sus, dude. Yeah, two sus. Rate me sus.
It's official, guys. It's official, guys. He's going to the can. It's sus tier. Leaving it at that. Just verdict has been served.
No, bullshit. I saw Ryan vent. It's a self report.
Excuse me?
I think I know what to do.
Wait, no, hold up. You're gonna say that. Hold up, what has he got? What has Clark got?
Did we do it? Did we eject?
Hey.
Nope.
Nice.
The final one that we have is Clark, which is Rim with the Who tier, Meryl with the A tier, Roy with the A tier, Chi with the Sus tier, and Taige with the D tier. We have two A's and a D.
I'm gonna say D because of
I'll give it a solid. It's very mid. If you take out Rim and you take out Chi, then it's like you have two A's and a D. Maybe a solid B.
So wait, the grade again, please.
So Clark,
I got a Who tier, A tier, A tier, Sus tier, D tier. Somehow, some way, we got a Who tier, and I'm very proud of that I'm the only one that got that one.
Ooh. Oh boy.
C tier, all I can prove that Jericho is totally not, that it belongs in the sus tier.
I put C sus on
C sus.
But on me, that's all you.
I think Steve's good.
Yes, he works.
I'm just above average. Yay.
So Nate and Clark ended up with C tiers. I ended up with a B tier. Ryan actually was the winner here with the A tier, and Jericho is trailing with the sus tier. not even F tier.
Hey Matt,
what?
It's you and I remaining in the game. You have the second highest tier grade.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit!
I fucking won! You fell for it, you fools!
We tried telling you, Matt!
It was Relina's fault! Fuck you, bitch!
Oh, man.
I should have picked a better Gundam Wing character. I should have picked Dorothy.
You pick somebody else, and you know.
No, you should have picked Troa. Would have been an automatic guess for me.
Yeah. No, you know what? I would have honestly done Catra, because Catra, I did that.
Catra, really?
Yeah.
Catra? Yeah. Nah, guys. If we're okay, I'm gonna go back to what Jericho said earlier in the pod. Let's run it back real quick. I'm with Jericho on this one. Always wear a condom and practice safe sex.
Oh yeah.
What?
S or God tier, guys.
Zex?
Yeah.
God tier.
God tier.
Can't help myself around him.
If he can handle the Zero system and still pilot three different mobile suits, not even that, four mobile suits.
Who cares Zex about that? Who cares about that shit? Zex gets me going.
Especially Endless Waltz Zex, or technically a milliard of Peacecraft at that point. I mean, sure, why not? All right. And on that note, guys, I want to thank y'all for listening to the first annual Waifu Tier List episode of the Calicom Blogcast. We'll probably put some of the podcasts first, and then at some point, we'll do some magic on our end, and we'll put this up as a YouTube video for you guys can watch. I will post that when we get the chance. Next week, we're getting into May, so we have some definite catching up to do when it comes to cons, because we're at that point now where everyone's wrapping up a anime. We're about 2 weeks from... Sorry, not 2 weeks. I wish it was 2 weeks from the Anime Expo. 2 months from the Anime Expo. And there's other cons that we need to talk about, like Otakon. We need to talk about the fact that it's now May. How's everyone feel about Crunchyroll Expo not existing in August? Some other stuff that we would hold on. So next week will be a total con catch-up, kind of like starts to gearing the wheels a little bit towards Fanime as we kind of get out of April. We kind of like we did Suzume. We got this episode out. I finally wanted to get through this. We're almost to con season, and yeah, soon enough we'll be talking about how I was fucking right about Fanime, and we'll talk about that next week, guys. But in the meantime, you can listen to all our episodes at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, I think Stitcher, I think it will be on Stitcher, Deezer, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, class dismissed. All right, get out of here, you fucking degenerates.
Born with nothing in my hands, I stumbled upon this place. Falling through a crack in time, I was writhing in pain. When those who make it in this age are only those who learn how to take, and everyone who's given up, where do we all take a breath? Governors and gods alike, trying to turn the other cheek. But even if you look away, the truth is always facing you. Courage and the strength of hope, the magical bond we share. We grow up only to forget how we ever used them here. But same as you were on that day, I see you still standing there, glowing in your innocence. You were always standing there. When the world turned its back on you, you find a way to stand and fight, ready to face it all. I see you here shining bright. I need to know if there's still anything that love can do. I need to know if there's still anything that I can do. Share this love with you. I need to know if there's still anything that love can do. I need to know if there's still anything that I can do.